Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
President Biden unveiled his proposed budget for next year. What will the potential tax impact be? Today on Wealth Creator Radio, Eric will explain. Plus, we also have some good news about women's wages in the U.S. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's that phone number you need, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You may call that number, set up an appointment to talk to Eric about your retirement. Here's his website too, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, great to be here with you.
It's good to be talking to all the listeners and, you know, really trying to help people figure out what's going on with, we're in a new quarter now, right? And what's going to be happening with the government and the economy, because things are definitely changing a lot right now.
Yeah. What the heck? Things are changing every single week, practically. You look back, though, about what would that be? 50 years. 50 years ago, the cost of a postage stamp, Eric, was 6 cents back in 1972. I remember that.
Yep. Now they're 58 cents. So
Yeah,
that's a big increase. So, yeah, it almost makes you want to just invest in those forever stamps and, you know, see if you can resell them for some money, right?
Well, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that. I love those forever.
Not many people mail stuff anymore either.
No,
so,
that's
right?
True.
Other than Amazon and all the online stuff, right? So
yeah.
A little bit different.
Oh my gosh, so true. Well, of course, yeah, we're feeling the impact of inflation really in everything, at the grocery store, at the gas pump, and now even stamps. But I want to bring this up. The Wall Street Journal editorial board had a swift reaction to the president's proposed budget. So let me kind of quote this. This is what they wrote. The budget reproposes most of the bad ideas that haven't passed Congress and adds a new one, a tax on wealth that he, Joe Biden, then as a candidate in 2020, refused to endorse. The op-ed goes on to say that the White House proposal would enormously complicate the tax code and create huge investment distortions. So, Eric, what's your reaction to these claims by the Wall Street Journal editorial report?
Yeah, well, it's always proposals, right? I mean, there was a whole budget proposed, or not budget, but, big tax law change last September.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? It never happened, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times, I think politicians like to send stuff up and see what the reaction is. And then if it gets really ugly, nasty reaction, then they quickly forget about it. so we'll see. I mean, we all know that the government needs to raise taxes because we've been spending like crazy. We've been charging everything, giving money away during COVID. We had a couple of COVID giveaways during Trump and one under Biden. And, so it doesn't matter which party it is. We've been just spending money, and at some point you got to pay those bills back.
Yeah.
And we all know that personally, but I don't know why we don't know that as a country. So
yeah.
A little scary there. So yeah, I would think anything that you can be doing to protect yourself from higher taxes, you definitely need to be doing.
So we know that tax increases are on the horizon. We know our current tax policy is going to expire in just a couple of years. How do you help people take advantage of existing opportunities now, Eric, so they can protect their income from high taxes in retirement?
Yeah, well, irrespective of what Biden says about, the tax changes and stuff, we know the current tax law goes away at the end of 2025. So we know it's going to change no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's written into the law. So what are you going to do about that, right? How do you take advantage of these lower taxes? Now, nobody likes to pay taxes, and especially right now at tax time, right?
Yeah.
So, it's one of these things where you have to go, well, hold it. If these tax rates are historically low and we know they're going to go up higher, what are some things I can do to lock that in? Well, putting money into, things that are tax deferred or that never get taxed is the ideal solution. So that could be either converting to a Roth IRA, using overfunded life insurance. I mean, there's a couple different options there. You want to use it the right way. You don't want to use some thing that somebody calls a laser fund, which is just silly. It's not what it is. But, if you use these overfunded life insurance policies, it can be a great tool to build up more money if you're younger. But any age, really, you could be doing a Roth conversion. And that's where you just pay the tax now, and then that money grows tax-free. So you know, again, those are things that you want to be looking at. You know, if you want to get a little bit more information about that, you can actually just text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, we finally have some positive economic news for women preparing for retirement. The wage growth for American women is increasing. Even so, there are some challenges for women as they enter retirement. Tell us what those might be.
It's great to see that they're starting to get paid a little bit more, and it's still slow growth. A lot of them took time out of the workforce, so they may have not had those 35 years of earnings for Social Security benefits. So, you know, that's one of the challenges. And lots of times they just haven't paid attention to it. They may have deferred it to, you know, a partner or somebody else. And you know, you got to always take care of yourself. You have to always make sure you're doing what's needed for you. And yeah, I see a lot of women where they're just all of a sudden trying to wake up to that and rush to get things in order before they retire. Well, you kind of need to do it a little bit ahead of time, ideally, right? Especially if you're single or widowed or divorced, you really need to be getting some special planning done to make sure you're on track for retirement.
So, okay, let's talk to the people who are still trying to build those savings up for retirement. Let's say, you know, because wages are on the rise, what should they consider doing to help make a positive impact on their future?
Well, you know, a couple things. One is make sure they're still doing a percentage of their income for, you know, funding their retirement plans and such. Because if your pay goes up, guess what? You fund more for your retirement too. So if you get a 5% raise, maybe you should put 3% more into your retirement plan. You'd still have a raise.
Yeah.
And while you're actually, you know, having more money, you know, coming home. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can be doing, but, you know, you also need to be building up that savings account because there's a high likelihood of a recession up in the future. And, you know, so that's one of the things to be thinking about too. So, you know, long-term and short-term at the same time, you need to be focused on.
What goes into creating this retirement income strategy to help us navigate these types of economic pressures? You do this all the time. You've done this for years and years. Explain it, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things that we look at a lot is this yield curve. And when short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, every single time that's happened, when the two-year treasury gets higher than the 10-year treasury, there's been a recession, not necessarily the next day, but you know, within the next year. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things to be thinking about along with taxes and everything. So, you know, really what we're doing here at Heckman Financial is we know that things are going to be complicated, right? We know things change. We know tax rules change. We know, obviously, economies change and wages change. All these things are always changing on us. So how can we be prepared? Well, we need to have a way to see, okay, this is how much money I'm going to have for the rest of my life. Am I on track? Am I going to be able to live for the rest of my life without having to worry? Or am I going to run out of money at 85? Or is it 75? Which number is it, right? So you need to know that before you retire, for sure. Then also, what kind of investment risk do you have? I mean, if we do go into a recession down the road, you know, if the market slows down a bunch and you're depending on all market growth, well, that may not work out very well. And especially if you're really close to retirement, that could be a really, really bad situation. So, you know, what is that risk score? What's that number out of 1 to 99? What is the risk level you're at? Looking at the taxes, of course, like we've already mentioned, you know, how can you do more under tax deferred, tax free and such? Look at the healthcare issues, you know, between Medicare and long-term care. And then lastly, who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So, you know, what's your legacy strategy? So that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's your income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And what we can do is we can sit down and talk with you and say, hey, here's the path you're on now. Here's what it looks like. Here's some things you might want to fix, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. This process is totally complimentary for everybody on the listening today. All you need to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we are not done yet. Still more to come with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back with more.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement, and Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So, Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk about Gen X in just a little bit. But I do want to talk about the baby boomers that are retiring. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things. Obviously, retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to go check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money, and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market, because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money, because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so then, plus just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues, and there's going to be a big strain on that, because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do, you know, specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area, because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And, you know, really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed. And when you hit retirement, it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches. So don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, you know, Social Security going to be there? Do you think Gen X can count on that? You guys going to be able to count on that, Eric? Or is that conversation totally different?
Well, it's still, you know, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, whatever year it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, yeah, somewhere in the 2035 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, well, we could pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company, say, oh, they're just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, yeah, that's the tough part is you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money and then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, yeah, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff and you got to make sure, you know, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, you know, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right? Just
same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
55 or even 45. And so just because you're young doesn't mean you may not, you know, you may not be as close to retirement. It's just, how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, you know, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, you know, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. But a lot of that should be long term. And, you know, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you know, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they were thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, you know, 15-20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, you know, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done. But if you're going to spend a ton on the house, and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to save, probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, yeah, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, you know, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is, so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, you know, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you know, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, you know, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, you know, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing. And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, you know, it's just, you know, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not, and they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement, kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But you know, really, it always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are I think, one of the pieces that people totally miss. And that's foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has one choice in it, only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money. Stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having it 100% in the market, it's going to be really great for you in those times when the market tanks. Because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had a, I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. Mm. Literally, if people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up, asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad, who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? I had graduation in 1 week and trying to find a specialized care for your father, right? So, and that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And, there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like, brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money and we'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So there, you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales. And guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So you have to be super careful about, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, hey, let some of the government, fail-safe programs help out or other things. But you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worry less wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's five areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator. How do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template. Who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, those are the five areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time. Not like I need this stuff for yesterday, right? that doesn't work that way. And so, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are. And then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these five areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at Wealth Creator Radio.com. Dot com.
Don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace, right?
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So yeah, really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You know, you need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition into some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that you know, that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done. You know, those are the things that I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, retire, you know, but hold it. How do I get, I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever. And discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Marilyn Brown Ross, who's with Open Mortgage. She's our reverse mortgage guru. So welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, one of the things that people don't always necessarily think about when they're trying to leave town or thinking about, should I leave? Should I go? Sounds like a song, right? Should I stay or should I go? The taxes can be huge for around, especially around here, because you get that $500,000 exemption, which sounds so great. But, you know, if you paid $200,000 for your house, and maybe you've done maybe $300,000 of improvements over the last couple of decades. Okay, so then now you're up to that original $200,000 you paid plus your improvements. So now you're up to, you know, $500,000, and then you get that $500,000 exclusion. Wow, that sounds great in lots of parts of the country, right? But if your house is worth $2 million now, or 1.7 or 1.5, whatever the number is, you know, you've got a huge capital gains tax and ordinary tax for California due on that sale. You know, what are you finding with people? How to, you know, how are you helping them not have to sell and pay those huge capital gains?
Well, I get so many calls on just that very thing. People, I really want to stay in my home. A lot of it is maybe the husband passed away. They were living on, their home is worth a fortune, but they have a mortgage on it. They took money out to help the kids, to do whatever needed to be done. And now that they're minus one, or even if they're both still alive, they're having a hard time making ends meet. So they don't want to move. And if they sold the house, I had one particular one in Palo Alto, the husband passed. They had bought the home in 1968 and paid $38,000 for it, downtown Palo Alto.
Wow.
So it was 1,100 square feet, two bedrooms, one bath on a 5,000 square foot lot, but right downtown. So she went to her financial advisor. She said, I have to sell the house because I can't, you know, I don't have the money. He said, think about a reverse mortgage. Call and find out what it looks like. So she did. And they had, the home was in beautiful condition for that old, never had done one improvement to it. But it was clean, everything. They kept it up beautifully. She said, well, I'm going to do the reverse mortgage because I really don't want to move. The financial advisor told her, your capital gain's going to kill you, depending on what comes in at. It came in at over $5 million when the appraisal was done. So she was going to have...
$4.5 million for the lot. And,
exactly. Right. So she had the $250 because the husband was gone, the exemption, but no money in the home or any to put improvements. So she was going to get killed. So she did the reverse. Now when she dies, she passes it to her daughter. And they get the step up.
Step up in basis, yeah. So assuming that stays in part of law, which they're threatening a little bit, but, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, no, I mean if, in that case, I mean, yeah.
Oh, it was a no-brainer.
At least, you know, probably $1 million-plus tax bill or more. But, you know, and so that's one of the things that a lot of people just don't understand necessarily. They think reverse mortgages are for people who are, you know, just dead broke or whatever you want to say, or, you know, have some sort of super crisis. They don't need to be that way. They can be actually used as a financial vehicle to prevent taxes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so tell people a little bit, you know, I guess, you know, we always have to start off, I think, a little bit about what is it not? I mean, like, I think probably the biggest fallacy, and there's also some newer companies out there now doing this, where they go on title or they try to share your equity.
Absolutely.
A normal reverse mortgage, nothing like that, right?
No. And why a reverse mortgage has such a bad name is when they came out in the 80s, long time ago, that's exactly how they were. Whoever was doing the reverse mortgage would say, well, we're going to go on your title. So you had a partner in your home. You sold the house, they got their share and you got yours. But that was so bad, it didn't last very long. But people to this day still tell me when they call me, I really would love to do this, but I want to leave the house to my family. Well, that's exactly what happens. Nobody goes on title, but you're the owner.
Yeah, no different than a normal mortgage.
Exactly. Yeah. Your normal mortgage, you have a lien on the property, the bank, whoever it might be, the bank, the mortgage company, there's a lien. So when you sell the house, they get paid first, right out of the escrow, and you get the rest. And that's exactly how a reverse mortgage is. However, the difference is you don't have to make a payment. Or you can if you want to, but it alleviates that monthly payment is so hard for some people as we get older to make.
Yeah.
So you can choose to make it, which is fine, or you don't have to, but it has a bad name and people just don't understand. Sometimes I'll go out, they'll call me because I do like to meet with my clients face to face. And they'll go, I never realized how this was. I was thinking that I had the bank or the mortgage company was going to own the home. No, it is absolutely not true. It goes to your heirs, whoever that is.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, that's one of the big things to be thinking about is it's no different. The only big difference is, of course, you're not making the payment.
That's right.
The balance will go up. But I mean, like you're talking about the house in Palo Alto. I mean, my gosh, how much is that valuation going up year by year? I mean, just 1 year of growth is probably an insane number. So, yeah, who cares what the interest is? But a lot of them now, I think the other thing, at least me personally, originally, I always thought they had to always be a variable rate mortgage. And that's no longer the case, right?
No, there's several different programs. There's the regular HECM, it's called Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. That's the FHA.
Sounds like Heckman, but not quite.
Yeah, not quite. And the lending limit on that is $822,375. So no matter what the value of the property is, it could be $2 million, but you're only going to get a portion of the $822,375, depending on your age. It's all based on age. It is not loan to value with a reverse. It's age to value. So the older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, the less. But
and you have to be 62.
You have to be 62. Well, they're now coming out. Some situations you can be 60.
Oh, okay.
So things are changing. There's so many different programs. Then there's the jumbo, which I do quite a few of here because the values of the property are so high. And on that one, you get a portion of the appraised value, not the lending limit, because there is no lending limit. So if your home appraises for $4 million, you're going to get a portion of the $4 million depending on your age. So there's a lot more money available. When I do an analysis, that's when we talk. What are you looking for? Are you looking to have a lot of money? Do you need have a big mortgage to pay off? There's so many variables that we can go through several different products to get to the one that is going to be the right one.
I mean, obviously, the first thing you have to do is whatever lien you have, aka mortgages, home equity line of credit, whatever it is, that's got to get paid off first and foremost. So
No matter what.
Yeah. And then beyond that, it could be, how much do you need? Or you can also have a credit line that's just sitting there, right?
You can have a line of credit or that's a variable. The line of credit is a variable, but there's a fixed rate too. So after your current mortgage is paid, then there might be, it just depends. It could be $50,000. It could be $800,000 more. It just depends on the value of the property. And you can say, I want to take all that out. I'm going to use it. So you can draw that all up. That's a fixed rate.
Okay.
We can do a fixed on that. But there's just so many things. It's impossible to say without delving into your situation what product would be the right one.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this one's super specific to one situation because one thing, of course, is your house value.
Right.
Then the other part is, if you're married or not, both your ages, and then, how much money do you need? How much lien do you already have? Because obviously, if you've got a bigger mortgage, you may not get as much extra cash, but you also don't have that payment anymore. So
right.
That's really nice. And, for a lot of people now, too, with the standard deduction being so high, they think they have a deductible mortgage because it's technically deductible, but if you don't get the deduction,
right,
then it's no longer deductible. So what does that mean? Well, if the $25,400 is the standard deduction, but it's actually a little higher when you're over 65. So, if you're getting that deduction and say you've got $10,000 of mortgage interest, and the most you can only now have is $10,000 of property tax and state income tax, well, that $10,000 of property tax is no longer giving you a deduction, even though it's technically deductible. So, that might be a reason why, if I'm not getting any tax savings, you might as well get a reverse mortgage and get rid of this payment. And
right.
And then I can do other stuff with my money, or maybe I just don't have to take out as much money and pay as much tax. So that's the other part. So if people need to get a hold of you and they want to have an actual human, not an 800 number, talk to and find out, what's right for their situation, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call. My number is 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial, their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So, Eric, we've got the new Biden administration now, and everybody's wondering about our taxes in the future. Are our taxes going to go up? What's going to happen? And you always provide us with a wealth success story or a financial fail. I thought it'd be fun to give us a good example on how somebody has handled their taxes in retirement.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, and there's several companies around here, Lockheed's been one that has had a lot of these, but that comes to mind offhand. But there's a lot of companies that have these old after-tax 401ks. And then all of a sudden, the last several years, since 2014, there was a rule change. A lot of them have been bringing them back. And so sometimes I talk to people and they don't realize that they have this after-tax benefit. So I was talking to one who was retiring and had a bunch of money in this that he'd been putting in there a long time ago. And so the neat thing about that after-tax 401k part is he was able to convert that to Roth IRA. And now that money will grow tax-free for the rest of his life. And so, you know, the sad part, though, was had he done it a long time ago, you know, he could have been having this money being tax-free for like the last 10 years of working.
Oh.
But he didn't realize that. And so, you know, that's the hard part is sometimes people don't realize that they have that benefit. So one of the things that, yeah, if you've got that benefit or if you have any money that's after tax. So typically, a lot of 401ks are really bad about showing this online, but they're usually good about showing it on the PDF type statement. So a lot of people don't get those statements anymore in the mail, right? They just get them emailed. Mm-hmm. And then they may not look at them. So, yeah, you might want to look at that and see if you have any after-tax money in there. And if you do, most likely it's almost kind of like a little mini lottery win. You know, you have some money that can be now moved tax-free because it's already after-tax. So there's no taxable cost to moving that to a Roth IRA. You can either do it. Sometimes the companies will allow you to do it inside the plan, meaning the money just stays in there. Sometimes you have to roll it outside to a Roth IRA. But then all those future earnings on those monies will be tax-free for the rest of your life. The sooner you can do that, the faster you can do it, the more money that's going to be growing on that tax-free side of the world. And so again, this is something that you may already have. You may already have that benefit at work, or you may already have money in it. There's ways to do this, but again, it all comes down to planning, looking at how it all works. And so, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, all you have to do is text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.